بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله، we are on part 28 of spiritual discourses, discussing an evil element called pride. Suleiman was once asked, is there any sinner whose virtues do not benefit him? He said, a proud man. Now understand something, that we are all sinners. Unfortunately, that there is a tendency these days to look down upon others. And this looking down is actually pride. There is a tendency, holier than thou attitude. This is actually proud, pride. And this tendency, unfortunately, is spreading. That one is too good, but then to look down upon others. And then if we are in a particular activity, if we are in a particular group, if we are belonging to a particular party, then we think that my group is the only one on the right. My party is the only one on the right. My organization is only on the right. See this word only, that's a destroying factor. That is the proudness that we have to address. And that is why I am saying that all of us are sinners. And a person who does not say that he's a sinner, is a liar. Because of the environment we are living in, that it is inevitable that unfortunately, whether you look up, you're sinning. Whether you look down, you're sinning. You just have to go into any bazaar, any mall. You just have to go onto the road in our countries. And because the eyes move here, then everywhere, then you see wrong. You hear wrong. And your heart must get affected. That is why, alhamdulillah, many are those who stay away from major sins. But minor sins, every other individual is involved in. No one can say in our environment, in our setup, in our age, that we are not involved in minor sins. That is why salat, wuzu, we have to be doing. Wuzu, it is stated that when we wash the limbs, then from those limbs, the sins that are committed, the minor sins fall off. According to Imam Abu Hanifa Rahmatullah Alayhi, when he was blessed, he could see from the wuzu water what major sins that person has committed. So the sins come out according to hadith, that which lurks between the nails and the flesh, the sins from there also fall off. But we must recognize something, that we should not have this quality that, you see, I'm pious, I'm righteous. We should not be on a pedestal. We should not have this holier-than-thou attitude. And that is why Hazrat Suleiman is saying, when he was asked, is there any sinner whose good deeds do not have any benefit for him? He said, a proud man. That means this person is doing good deeds. He is doing good deeds, but it has got no benefit for him. Why? Because it is tainted with this quality of pride. First of all, I have explained that every person is a sinner. Daily we are disobedient to Allah Ta'ala. Daily we are transgressing the laws and rules and regulation of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And unfortunately, because of our circumstances, that we come across situations which we have got no control and we get involved in sin. I'm not talking about major sin, I'm talking about minor sins. And then, like interaction with females, talking to females. Sometimes, unfortunately, it goes beyond boundaries. Then, this sin here, when we do good actions, unfortunately, it doesn't benefit. Because of this quality of pride, because pride corrodes the good action, pride destroys the good action. And we should understand this, how evil is this pride. And now look at all our good actions. That if we're giving charity, because we are sinners, one is we are sinners, but because the element of pride is there, it's going to destroy the virtues of charity. A person, he gives a lot of money, but he's a proud person. Giving charity is a virtue, is a good action. But because pride, this person is a proud person, that will bring him no virtue. That will bring him no reward. How detrimental is this? And how severe a warning is this? That a person, he helps the poor and the needy and the destitute and the wayfarer. With all his wealth he does this. But he's a proud person. He's doing good actions. He's not getting a reward for it because of pride. A person has good writer, good speaker, and he's doing things for Allah in his mind. Now, he's getting no reward for this virtuous action because if he's a proud person, if he's not a proud person, then inshallah he will get the reward. Take any field and take every field now. Take any good action that person is doing. Whether that person is building a bridge, building a masjid, building a musalla, a jamaat khana, he's putting up a borehole, he's putting up a well, he's feeding the hungry, he's clothing the naked, whatever he's doing, all these are good actions, reaping tremendous virtues, rewards. But if he's a proud person, he gets no virtue. Can you imagine how severe warning is this against pride? Can you imagine how detrimental this quality of pride is in a person? That even he's doing good actions, he will not get reward for it. Why? He is proud. A proud person, he is destroying, like how the wood is getting burnt up. The wood is getting burnt up and is giving the heat, but the wood is getting burnt. So the person is doing the good action. Whatever the good action may be, that he is fundraiser, fund giver, he's helping the people of Syria, he's helping the needy in Lebanon, he is helping the needy in Palestine, and he's sending a lot of charity to the poor in Makkah and Medina, and he's helping the people in Burma, and he's helping the people in the war-torn areas, and he's helping good movements throughout the entire world. But he will get no virtues if he's a proud person. He will get no rewards if he's a proud person. And unfortunately, as I mentioned at the start, that we are having this feeling that I am very good. Holier than thou attitude creates a feeling to look down upon others. To look down upon others, that is the definition of pride. And this is spreading, that if you belong to a particular group, then you are the one. You think you are the chosen one. You think you are the selected one. You think you are the one only going to Jannat. You think and say also that we are the people like sailing on the Ark of Noah alayhi salam. The rest are bound there to drown and get destroyed. So our group, My party is the right party and the only right party. When you have this, that what work I am doing is the only right work, then you are not on Sirat al-Mustaqim. That is why we say that all activities which are proven from the Quran and Sunnah are good activities. And do not condemn those who are doing any form of good. This is where we should accommodate and be broad-minded and know that there is not only one method of serving the deen of Allah. This idea that there is only one method of serving the deen of Allah is not a correct view. In fact, it is a view smacking of pride. And that is why if a person holds this view, his good action will not be rewarded. He'll be destroying it. So when we look at things, we must look at things positively. That the person who is giving charity, may Allah Ta'ala grant him ability to do it for the pleasure of Allah, without pride, he will get rewarded. And the person who is running a madrasa, a darulum, a maktab, may Allah Ta'ala grant him the ability to have no pride, he will get rewarded. A person who is reading, writing, translating, propagating via that, may Allah Ta'ala grant him sincerity, humility, remove pride, he'll get rewarded. A person who is going out in the path of Allah, we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him ability to be humble and have no pride, Allah will reward. A person who is physically engaged in ilahi kalimatullah, to raise the flag of Allah, the kalima of Allah, without having pride, may Allah Ta'ala reward that person. Otherwise, all these groups I'm talking about, they will be destroying their good amal because of pride. And many a time, a organization, a group does not progress because of having this holier-than-thou attitude. All others are wrong. What I am doing is only right. All others are wrong. And what I am doing is only right. Only right destroys the person. And then you look down upon a person. If he is in my group, he is successful. He has to be only in my group to be successful. He has to be only in my party to be successful. He has to do only what I am doing to be successful. The rest, they're bound for hell. First of all, we are judgmental. And the rule should be that with humility we have to say, in all fairness and justice, if any work is proven from Quran and Sunnah and the way of Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajmain, then it should be classified as good work. In any form, it should be classified as good work, and we should say that may Allah Ta'ala grant barakat in it. We should learn to accommodate good work from every other person, and we should shoulder that, promote that, help that, because that is also doing the work of Allah Ta'ala. There is not only one method of serving the cause of Allah Ta'ala. There are various methods. As long as that method has got the support of the ulama-i haqqani, rabbani, those who fear Allah Ta'ala, and those who are not modern, and those who are not trying to modify the deen, and those who are not trying to measure and cut and trim the deen, then we must know that we should support it. But no sooner batil gets there, deviation gets there, modernism gets there, then we should stay far. So we should not be destroying our own good actions by having this quality of pride. Bottom line is that whatever we do, whatever good we do, Allah Ta'ala give barakat in that. But remember, have no pride in it. Otherwise, we're going nowhere. وآخر دعوة الحمد لله رب العالمين.